Smoke from nearby forest fires hung over the streets of Missoula, Montana on an August night, 1953. Inside a local honky-tonk, a different kind of smoke was so thick you could barely see the band on stage. Some long-forgotten recordings of that band, the Snake River Outlaws, have resurfaced recently, giving us a rare whiff of those unsettled days after World War II and Korea, when guys and gals were ready to have some fun. Hal Cannon of the Western Folklife Center has our story.
Jimmy Rose sends out to the people in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana another great sunshine jamboree!
It's Saturday night, late summer 1953, and the Snake River Outlaws are on stage at the Sunshine Bar. Dressed in creased gabardine slacks, embroidered western shirts, scarves, and cowboy hats.
Yes, this is your answer to a good time in these parts, friends. If you're riding around or just sitting at home thinking about what to do, you can stop thinking and come on down and join this huge crowd of happy people. It's Music of Our West for the next half hour by the four Snake River Outlaws, Jimmy Widner, Orville Fochman, and Vern and Harold Wilbur.
I remember my dad saying that people would park their cars all around the block, double parking, blocking the streets. People in with their Model A jalopies. There'd also be rich people in Cadillacs with mink coats sitting in their cars listening to the radio, waiting for a chance to get into the bar to actually see the band.
Scott Wilburn is the son of Harold Wilburn, who was the bass player for the Outlaws.
It was after the war, and people were starved for entertainment, and I think everybody just wanted to be part of that.
Here's Jimmy Widner playing the Orange Blossom Special.
In the early years, the Snake River Outlaws played in their hometown of Weezer, Idaho. But they got restless, and as Jimmy Widner says, wanted to get the hell out of town. So the four young men, plus Ruby, a 17-year-old girlfriend, piled into a 37 Chevy panel wagon and pointed north looking for gigs. They remember that trip.
Well, we had no money. We just figured, well, we'll make our baloney run as we go.
And in the 50s, everything was pretty lively, very, very lively.
When we left Weezer, we wound up first in Arco, Idaho. Then we moved up to Salmon, Idaho. Thought maybe we'd get more pay up there, you know.
And then from there we went to Elk River. It was a boom town. You could buy booze in any of the buildings, and you could gamble in them all, even the post office.
Hey, that was the wild and woolly west them days.
Finally, they pulled into the big city, Missoula. Jimmy Widner remembers spotting a bar on Skid Row called the Sunshine.
The guy didn't want to hire us because there was too many of us. And that was in the day of live music. Every bar had to have live music of some kind or they wouldn't make it, you know. But this guy said, well, we'll try you out for a week. And went along about Friday and Saturday come, we had big crowds coming.
So big, in fact, that a regional radio network out of Portland, Oregon, asked if they'd like to have their own show right after the Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night.
If any of you folks out there in the ZBarnet listening area who are joining us tonight or ever in the Missoula area, why, drift in and live, man, live.
What a time. Young folks coming out of two wars, sick and tired of sacrifice, just wanting prosperity and a little bit of fun. And all the jukeboxes and radios in the world were no substitute for live music. They wanted their favorite hits performed right in front of them.
I'd buy a record for a buck, you know, out of the music store, and then take it home and play it over and over again about five or six times.
Lead singer Orville Fochman kept track of who was popular on the jukeboxes. Singers like Hank Snow, Ferlin Husky, and Hank Williams.
Then I'd sit down with my guitar and just pick it up right there, you know. I'd just tell Jimmy and Vern what chord it sounded right in, and I'd take off on the song, and they just fill in behind me.
In the end, he learned more than 200 covers, hits of the day. And the Outlaws wrote their own stuff, too. Sometimes it reflected the shifting times they were living in.
Here's Orville this time. Orville sings one that's called Imitation Love.
You can imitate a cowboy with your big hat, boots, and guns.
Scott Wilburn and Orville Fochtman reminisce about how that song came about.
In the era that they were living in, they were watching all these things come out. Imitation lemon flavoring, imitation butter,
sugar and syrup, and imitation vanilla and all that stuff. Yeah,
I think that was probably when margarine was first coming out and stuff like that. So, and they wanted to write a song about imitation love. I think my father just had his heart broken. He felt that he'd been hoodwinked by this girl, that she had imitated her love for him.
Your imitation love has got me crying over you. Your imitation kisses has got me oh so blue. Now someone else is getting your imitation kisses. Oh, well, stop crying over you. Come again now.
Luckily for us, Orville bought a tape recorder and started taping the weekly half-hour show. They wanted to listen back to their performance and refine it. He only bought a couple of tapes, though, and would record over all the old shows, so only six shows survive today.
Got our little sweetheart of the prairie here now. Here she is. Little Ruby to sing, I'd Rather Die Young.
Jimmy Widener says TV put the Outlaws out of business. Orville Fochtman says it was rock and roll. Ruby Wilburn says it's worth remembering those days, even learning from them.
I think people are getting too stiff. They need to get out and relax a little bit. Go out and have a little bit of fun.
Getting spruced up on a Saturday night, having a cold draft beer poured into your glass at a local smoky joint, and listening to the songs you know and love. What could be finer? For NPR News, I'm Hal Cannon.
The Snake River Outlaw story was produced by Taki Talanidis and Beth Hoffman with support from the Paul G. Allen Family Foundation. You can hear the Snake River Outlaw song, No Imitation, at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition. From NPR News, I'm Leanne Hansen.